From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all his fullness.
Hello there, good afternoon. Today we'll be turning to Matthew chapter 27. We'll be thinking about five miracles at Calvary. First, here's the Monteith family singing Amazing Grace. This afternoon we're going to think about five miracles that occurred as Jesus Christ died. In Matthew chapter 27 verse 50 we read, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves until after his resurrection. And went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Five miracles that occurred when Jesus Christ died. There is no sight in the history of the world which depicts human savagery, human barbarity, human suffering and human weakness, quite like crucifixion. The Romans had perfected the art of inflicting maximum pain and suffering in the execution of those who were sentenced to this punishment. The scriptures draw a rather discreet veil over the enormity of Christ's sufferings. There are a few scriptures, however, in the gospel account, which when we delve below the surface give us some insight into the experience of his death. He was scourged, he was whipped, he was stripped. A crown of thorns were placed upon his head and beaten into his skull. They crucified him. In the eyes of the world, the crucifixion rendered the life and ministry of Christ a failure. His time was cut short, his enemies had triumphed, his disciples fled in confusion, and he who was capable of such astonishing miracles could not save himself. Weakness and defeat appears to be the message which emanated from the death of Christ. Yet, and this is the irony, in death he was never more powerful, never more victorious, never more triumphant. He proved that his enemies were wrong, not merely by his courage, but by the miracles that occurred at Calvary. It was said of Christ in his life, "Never man spake like this man." When reading the account of Christ's death, we must also say, "Never man died like this man." Even when his human body became a corpse, the power of God still flowed from him and through him. He was and is victorious in death. So let us think about these five miracles which occurred at his death. First of all, converting the thief. The first miracle of the cross was one of forgiveness. Luke tells us about this. There were two thieves, one crucified on either side, Jesus in the midst. We are told that both of these men, they cursed Jesus. They mocked Jesus. Dying men on the brink of eternity, mocking the one man who was dying to save them from their sins. A shocking insight into the depravity of human nature. And yet one man was changed. Changed perhaps by something he heard that came from Christ's lips. Maybe the words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," find a place in his heart. And suddenly we hear this man making a request. "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And with this request, the first miracle of Calvary occurred. "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." This man was given a promise. All around him, it was anything but paradise. Hatred, cruelty, pain, suffering, anguish. And yet as soon as he died, he was given this assurance that he would be transported from this realm right into the immediate presence of God. Have you said to the Lord, "Remember me"? Have you asked him for forgiveness? The miracle, the first miracle, the conversion of the dying thief, is still being played out today. And then I want you to think about rending the veil. When our Lord yielded up the ghost and bowed his head in death, something incredible happened at the heart of the temple in Jerusalem. The great veil which separated the holy place from the court of priests was miraculously divided so that all could see the place, where only the high priest was permitted to enter annually on the Day of Atonement. This veil was not torn easily. It was said to be the thickness of a human hand. It was as if another hand, the great hand of God, had come down to tear that veil the moment his son died. This event is linked to Christ's sixth cry from the cross, where he said, "It is finished." What was finished? The Old Testament way of doing things. You see, the veil represented everything that the Old Testament dispensation was all about. Men and women were barred from God. They needed a high priest to go into the presence of God for them. And only he could go once a year. And that veil was a barrier. But when Christ died, the barrier was removed. Suddenly everyone could see right into that holy place. Suddenly everyone could have access to God. Suddenly, even the work of the high priest was no longer needed because Jesus had died. No longer was it important that bulls and goats and sheep were sacrificed because Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God who had died once for sin. This rending of the veil represents openness, a way whereby men and women could have peace with God. And you today can have peace with God through the one who tore that veil. And then I want you also to think about shaking the universe. We are told that when the Saviour of men bowed, the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And we are also told that there was darkness just before his death, and a natural darkness in the middle of the day. Earthquakes, we are told, are caused by movements in the earth's plates. Yet this earthquake was not caused by the normal processes which inflict this phenomena upon the world. It was the death of Christ himself that caused this supernatural trembling. An earthquake is a fearful thing. It was fearful for Christ to die. He is the Son of God. He is immortal. He is eternal. He is all-powerful. And yet, mystery of mysteries, he died. As Charles Wesley said, 'Tis mystery all the immortal dies, who can explore his strange design. And the mystery of Christ's death, and the fearful nature of that mystery, was underscored when there were 3 hours of darkness in the midst of the day. It was as if God brushed his hand across the golden orb, so that the universe could not see his wrath burning into the soul of his only begotten Son. Well might the sun in darkness hide, and shut his glories in, when Christ the great Creator died, for man the creature's sin. But something else happened. The rocks, they rent. Mighty rocks and the mountains were broken, smashed as the earth moved, and the land began to slide. There is power in the death of Christ to move mountains, to break rocks. Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 23:29, his word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. He breaks hard hearts. He humbles proud men and women. No heart, surely, can fail to be unmoved by what Christ suffered on that hill called Calvary for us. Amazing things happen when people begin to believe that Jesus died for them. I also want you to think about opening the graves. Now we come to the most mysterious event of all. We are told that as Christ died, saints began to live. They left their graves, and then after the resurrection they appeared to many in Jerusalem. Who these saints were, we cannot say, nor can we tell. But they were a body of Old Testament believers, perhaps all who were buried in Jerusalem. They were granted their glorified bodies when our blessed Saviour died. There is a principle in this resurrection. He died that we might live. Life can only be found through trusting Jesus Christ, who died for you in the cross. And there is a guarantee. There is a guarantee that you will be raised again, that you will have a new body, that you will live with Christ forever when you trust in the one who died for you. This was a gathering point. It was a gathering place. Christ had died and the Old Testament saints arose. And does that not teach me that one great day all of God's people will arise and there will be a gathering? There will be a meeting in the skies. The hymn writer talked about it. Oh, what a meeting there in the skies. No tears nor crying shall dim our eyes. Loved ones united eternally. Some glorious daybreak Jesus will come. Finally, let's think about humbling the centurion. The final miracle was yet another conversion. This was even more surprising than that of the dying thief. Perhaps this is the most astonishing miracle of all. Yet it validates the victory in Christ's death more than even the earthquakes and resurrections. This man was a Gentile with no background in Judaism and the law of God. He was simply doing his job, administering the execution of 3 men. To him, Jesus was another prisoner to be executed. But Jesus was not just another prisoner. No one can ever get up close to Christ, look into his eyes in death, and be unchanged. This man saw something. The manner of Christ, the posture of Christ, the dignity of Christ. He looked into the eyes of Christ. He heard all of the words of Christ from that cross. And he realized something. This man was the Son of God. The first convert after Christ's death was his executioner. Will you look upon the face of Christ who died for you? Will you realize, died he for me, who caused his death? Will you realize he did this for you? And will you humble yourself under the shadow of this old cross? And will you say, truly this was the Son of God? He is my Savior. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.